Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fear. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy Front Line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth, time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street.
Hey, call in and speak with Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 9, verse 28. That man, M period, A period, N period. Music Activism News, that's the abbreviation and acronym. For those listening to Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call the 646-478-0944 phone number. If you want to send in any commercials, any music, MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. Before I get into all that, let me give you three quick disclaimers for tonight. Disclaimer number one, you get people on the show have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone to key in all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press one. Now, I'm going to at least let you know that Thomas is regular on Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM at www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. period or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Twitter is Alfred Porter Jr. number one. That's Alfred Porter Jr. one. Or Hip Hop Workshop 2. That's Hip Hop Workshop number 2. Instagram is Jr. Alfred Porter. Facebook, Joseph Motley Jr. period. Facebook, Kick and Telecut. Facebook, HH Workshop Records. You can also Facebook, I Am a Superwoman Radio. Now, online, www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at WeUpRadio.com. You can, again, Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. The web is blackonblackcleveland.com. Also, BBCI Hip Hop Workshop Radio is Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. All right, I see some numbers to get to. A 216-400, the 216-336. So, beyond further ado, I better be smart with this because if I don't do it now, I won't get a chance to do it. So I would like to let you all know a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10, debuting, Dave Tolliver, was the 2020 Radio and Records Awards winner. Number 9, Queen, Nana. Number 8, Joseph P. Motley, JR Period. That's on YouTube. Number 7, moving up, Infrared Music. Number 6, moving up, KNYES Dead by Sheriff Kilroy. Of course, Kanye's dead. Number 5, debuting, Facebook. Hashtag BBM216FreeVendor and Open Mic Event. That's that hashtag BBM216FreeVendor and Open Mic Event. That will be 2 to 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the Unbar Cafe at 12605 Larchmere Boulevard, Cleveland, Ohio, 44120. Number 4, debuting, Facebook, B-Boy Summit 2020. That's August 14th, online event. Number 3, moving up, Facebook, Queen Noor Official Music Release Party for its last show, which was last Saturday on West 25th. Number 2, moving up, Facebook, Walls of Love, Wall, hashtag 500, hashtag Aliana DeFreeze. Last Friday, the news covered it, a couple of Facebook lives from the news, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Brick House Wellness, Jameer Rice Foundation, Iced Out Productions, with just a few people who were there. Aliana DeFreeze was murdered on her way to school. The Walls of Love stepped in. They put a lot of care packages on the fence for children, adults, whoever might need them. That was a beautiful event. And then the debut at number 1 was the VoiceOfRadio.com party, which was last Tuesday. It debuted at the new location, East End Neighborhood House, with Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio, was the first show broadcast in the new location with a full party with guests last Tuesday. Daughters of the Nile showed up. It was a lot of different, I'll say, on-air personalities. Freestyle, Cypher, Return to Flowmasters, a whole lot of things happened at that event. Before I do anything else, I would be remiss if I didn't throw out there, as I look at some of the people on the phone line, before I at least see what might be on their minds, I definitely would have to let people know that on a different side, Brent Scowcroft, he passed at the age of 95. He was a presidential advisor for Gerald Ford and George Bush. He passed, and Brent Scowcroft, so it's S-C-O-W-C-R-O-F-T, who played a prominent role in American foreign policy as national security advisor to Presidents Gerald Ford and George H.W. Bush. He was a Republican voice against the 2003 invasion of Iraq. He passed at the age of 95. Had to at least let people know about that phase of everything before I do anything else, because last Tuesday, the Cleveland forecaster, weatherman Dick Goddard, one of Northeast Ohio's most beloved television personalities, passed at the age of 89 years old. He had been in Florida, I guess, being taken care of by his daughter. He tested positive for COVID-19, although no cause of death has been released. For years, they knew him as soft-spoken, local news fixture since May of 1961 at WJW Channel 8, where he was considered a vital part of the evening newscast. His nickname is in the halls of the station. He was known as the franchise. He did so much, and he was known for his infamous slips of the tongue, like the time he tried to say cold air mask and it came out Cole Mayer's ass. And I think what he happened, the worst that he could remember was 1989 Jerry Lewis telethon when he tried to say Sober Tower City Plaza, and Tower came out sour, and the tea came along later. So anyway, he also had done so many different things. His weather guy for Northeast Ohio, that was one of the main things. He did a lot for animals. He was known for Goddard's Law, protecting animals, getting animals adopted, Woolly Bear Festival. So there you go. Had to at least let people know about a couple of the people that we had lost before I go to the phone lines and I check and see what is happening with the 216-400-400. You're on live. How are you? 216-400 going once. 216-400 going twice. 400 going thrice. The one thing I love about doing the phone lines is that if something happens and you're at work, which some people are, or some people are sitting back and they're catching a program and they're like, ooh, if I say something, it's going to mess everything up. They don't even need their job to know they're listening to the program live. I appreciate it when you just hold the line and you listen. It means a lot. I have a couple of other people on the phone line, so I'm going to go to the 216-336 first before I check on the 216-682. So 216-336, how are you?
Hi, good afternoon. This is the family of Sadie Wiley.
Oh.
Hello?
Okay. Yes, I'm here. I hear you. Okay. I hear you. First of all, I want to know exactly, as I calm things down, what's on your mind and what would you like to say?
First and foremost, I just want to say thank you for all the love and support that everyone has given us. We really greatly appreciate it. With everything going on right now, it is a difficult time. To the community, I want to say it's time to put the violence away, time to put the guns down, time to do something better. We shouldn't have to keep burying one another to violence. Should never have to end that way. Our family is accepting donations on my uncle's behalf. We have two different types of different ways that people can donate. One way that we are accepting payments is through via Cash App. My Cash App name is Kayla Was Here 1204. That is KaylaWashere 1204. And the GoFundMe can be found on my Instagram page called THEQVEENKKAEE. Again, that is THEQVEENKAEE. I'm sorry. That is my Instagram name where his link can be filed to the GoFundMe page. No donation is going unrecognized. All donations are greatly appreciated. For those who don't know, my uncle was murdered at the East Cleveland Windermere. He was murdered. His life was taken at the hands of someone else due to an altercation. So again, we just asking for prayers, donations to the funeral as possible, and your continuous love as much as possible. Yeah.
I hear you, and I wanted to say that to me, being there at Windermere Rapids for the vigil, before I leave off and go to the next phone call, it was very surreal. Can you at least take the time and share a couple of stories about Eddie, if you don't mind? Give us a sense of who he was.
My uncle, no man is perfect. So So we're going to start there.
Mm-hmm.
But my uncle was a very educated man. He loved education. He loved his community. By any means necessary, he was always doing something in his community, even if that means picking up trash in somebody else's yard and throwing it away simply because he didn't see that your yard is messy. That was my uncle. He would always be in different type of organizations throughout the community, organizations that we didn't even know about. He tried to keep his name going as much as possible. My uncle loves his family. He loves his family a lot. My uncle was a huge role model in my life. He definitely was like my first father to me. Before my father was around, he was around in the house. He taught me a lot of different things. He taught me how to be a woman. He taught me how to get my head high. He taught me how to educate myself as a black woman and never give up. He taught me how to cook at a young age.
Wow.
He even used to sing to me. He couldn't sing for nothing, but he used to sing different songs walking down the street. If he long as he saw me, he used to sing this song called There Goes My Baby. Like, it didn't matter the location, didn't matter who was around. He was going to sing that song as long as he saw me. That's what my uncle was. He was a very loving man.
Well, God bless the entire family. And before we leave off, if you don't mind giving us the Cash App once again, as well as the other way that we can donate so that we can continue to put it out there. And I implore my listeners to be able to go to these sites and do the best you can. So I'm going to leave it with you one more time, the two ways that we can be hands-on in this.
Thank you. Two ways that you guys can participate in the donations that we are receiving is through Cash App. My Cash App name is Kayla Was Here 1204. That is money sign Kayla. So that's KaylaWashere 1204. Again, that is Kayla, Kayla Was Was. Here, HERE 1204. And another way that we are receiving donations is through GoFundMe. And that can be found on my Instagram page. I do have a link to that in my bio. That can be found at THEQVEENKAEE. Again, that is THEQVEENKAEE. Thank you guys. We really appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. Alpitter.
You're more than welcome. Definitely you'll go back on hold and feel free to at least hold a phone line, and may you and your family definitely be blessed.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. I am going to move very brisk down the line since I see a few phone callers before I get to the 216972, the area code of 601513, the 216255. Definitely have your thoughts in order as I go to 216682. How are you doing?
Doing good. Father's Eyes Matter. It's doing great. We had an amazing rally a couple of days ago about awareness to domestic violence. We put a little twist on it. The twist that we put on it was domestic violence towards men. There's actually victims out there, men that are domestic violence, that are too afraid to mention anything, say anything. You know, sometimes they feel that their male friends might make fun of them, or sometimes they feel that they're less of a man if they say something about it. But the thing about it is we've learned that, man, you have to say something. You can't keep letting it go. You got to stop caring about what other people think. And I want all as many male victims of domestic violence as possible to come forward if you need help. To look up Father's Lives Matter LLC on Facebook and Russ on Twitter so we can get it to stop, because no violence is right. I don't care if you're male or female. None of it's right. None of it's justified. Second thing we also proved as we're still having cases of DCFS illegally removing kids with no just cause, no due process. They don't even have evidence of things. And the case that we're handling right now, now all the workers are sitting back going, oops, we made a mistake. Father's Lives Matter, LLC, called that from day one. But they didn't want to listen to it. So now
right.
we have a problem. We have these kids that are traumatized, and we're not going to be able to get, you know, that stuff erased out of their little minds that they're ripped out of a perfectly good home and thrown into a strange home because we've DCFS yet failed again. So we handle everything. We handle justice for all, male, female. We don't care what race, nationality, what religion you are, none of that stuff. We help everybody. So if you need any type of help, domestic violence, custody, visitation, child support, look us up, Father's Lives Matter, LLC, Twitter, and we are on Facebook.
Thank you so much. As a matter of fact, this Saturday, the new time to make sure people can make it out to East Cleveland, Euclid and Page in East Cleveland, nice little big setting. One of the first times it's going to be used, City Council President Ernest L. Smith has invited the President of Father's Lives Matter, as well as the Vice President, which will be Angela Y. Davis, as well as the Commander-in-Chief and CEO, Al Porter, out to speak to and address the crowds in East Cleveland. So everybody who's listening, you are definitely invited out this coming Saturday, August the 15th, from 2 to 4 p.m. to come through, meet Father's Lives Matter, hear the different platforms, what they handle, and this ought to be a very, very interesting afternoon and evening.
Yep, yeah, it's going to be a great event. And the thing that a lot of the ladies need to understand, or the community that's listening to this broadcast right now, we have more women running Father's Lives Matter than we do men. So, that,
right.
I mean, that'll tell you that it's, we just don't help out men. We help out everybody.
That's true. And that's the one thing I love about being part of the organization. They do help everybody out, men and women, and they're a nice little success record. So I thank you very much for calling this evening.
No problem. You have a great night.
You do the same. As a matter of fact, my thing is just enjoying this. I'm not going to beleaguer the point. I'm going to go through and go to the 601 area code with the 513. I really hope this is not a business or a bill collector, because if it's a bill collector, you're not listening to Al Porter, Man in the Streets. You're listening to the Raphael Show. So anyway, 601 area code with the 513. How you doing out there?
Hey, how's going on, Brother Al? How you doing?
I am doing excellent. What about yourself?
I'm doing pretty well. You know who I am, and for the ones who don't know me, my name is Michael D. Landenham. I am a presidential candidate, Democrat, running for president in 2020. And you probably heard my, myself being on the show a few times. And
right.
I'm glad to be back with you here today.
I'm going to ask you, are things going the way you would like to see them go? Because I see what's about to happen on the 14th, this coming Friday. I know about... everything else that's happening. So tell us, how are things going for you?
Well, I mean, everything's going, on my end, great. I mean, I have my first live televised interview on the Player T Show on August 14th at 9 p.m. So I think, Brother Al, you can send a link to that, show. So please, you can see me live. You'll see how I will talk about, you know, who I am and why I'm running. And why people haven't heard of me the past year and a half, but it's looking good. And I'm just anxious to really get out there and start talking to the American people, start for people to get to know me and give people a better alternative than what we have, what we heard recently from Joe Biden.
And with that being said, you're a proud Democrat, and I have to give that to you and say that, and even take the time to ask you. That is being a Democrat, you're still reaching out and you say you'll work with everybody. What goes into that work ethic of yours?
Well, I mean, you know, my work ethic is pretty much how my life is. You know, when I meet people, doesn't matter your color, your creed, what you believe is, where what's inside that binds us totally overall. And I just look at them as human beings, and I just reach to them and say, hey, what do you know? 2 + 2 = 4. Or do you believe this color is blue? Simple things to find a bridge to meet across. And then you can start and talk about everything else that that we see that we've been so divided on. But my way of doing things is to engage the opposite. They're going to cuss at you. They're going to call your names. I remember on Facebook, this group called Candace Owens 2024, and it's got 56,000 followers on there. So on a daily basis, I go there and put my stuff on there. So Candace Owens 2024, you know, I go in there on a daily basis. I put up stuff that you cannot out-argue. You just can't do it. And they try to. They bring up Obama. I'm like, Obama's not the president. Obama, you can't blame. Like, I remember this one white guy. He said, you know, we're going to get to the bottom of why Obama didn't do anything to protect 9/11, protect us on 9/11. He wasn't president. I mean, good grief. I mean, as a presidential candidate, I have to be careful what I say about people. But I just say people are misguided, misinformed. I believe if they were informed the right way, I believe they'll make the best sound judgment. But they're really misinformed. So when it comes to Joe Biden's statement he made about all black people are the same and Latinos are all different, you know, one thing you got to be careful, especially being a politician, is when you're talking about race, if you don't know, shut up. Shut up. Shut your mouth. You already said the one thing that should remain the God. If you don't vote for me, you ain't black or something in that format. Might as well say that. Might as well say that's what he said. Now we come up with this. So you know, with me, you know, I'm a black man. I'm running. And you see how I'm being treated. You see how the news treats me. And I ain't worried about that. I'm getting around that. But the point is, you have to know what you're talking about, especially with race. Race in America is a very delicate situation to have. You have white people feel conscious about opening up the conversation. You got some who want to, but they still feel conscious. All of them feel guilty, which they shouldn't feel guilty anyway, because if you don't have hate in your heart towards me as a black man, then don't feel guilty. But if you have I'm not sure about y'all because, you know, I've been raised by my dad, my parents. You know, there's no black people around me, so how do I know? Then reach out. So I advise every American, black or white, reach out to the opposite, Democrats, Republicans. Stop listening to your party leaders, to the president and Democrat leaders. Start talking to them once amongst one another. And to Democratic leaders who forcibly, for the second time in a row, they should have learned the lesson the first time with Hillary Clinton. That's why we have Trump. Now you're going to put Joe Biden in. You know, and as president, when these elections are going to be a lot easier, if you want to run, just like with my presidency, we'll open up the door for anybody to run for public office, because it makes us, they pollute politics in such a way, turns us off. And then remember, for black folks, they beat us and hang us and kill us before we be able to vote, still trying to almost. So overall, we need to come together, recognize that regardless of party and color, we're all under one roof. We're all one family. We're being attacked by an outside force by using our president against us. And my message for your show and for the Player T show, Friday, when I'm on TV, I'm different. So explain that Donald J. Trump is using everything from destroying the mail system, from using Democratic-controlled states, to closing early polling places, to say that early voting or voting or mail voting at home is a way of how Democrats cheat, but the Republicans have been cheating all this time, especially what's been happening during the midterm and the runoffs that happened after. And actively using, let me just say this. Trump said something today. He said that Obama spied on his campaign and the treasonous act, right? He spied on it, he knew it. He said all this crap, right? For almost two years, I'm telling you, this president came after me. He used his government to spy on me, to attack me, to block my story from coming out. But here's the thing. People have common sense that can read what I have on my website. For a year and a half, you know, you can tell somebody can lie. You can tell somebody maybe kooky. You can tell somebody maybe making something up. But somebody that has been this consistent, and I'm still legally eligible to run, because they would have stopped me if I'm, you know what I'm saying that the president is, you know, threatening my life.
Yes,
but
yes.
But the president is bound to do anything and everything able to protect this president. So I'm going to say this. I don't trust the FBI until I see them. I don't trust our government until they do some firm action on restraining this president, on talking about, first of all, having troops in American cities. Second of all, knocking down Social Security and Medicare by taking away the payroll tax with an executive order, which is unconstitutional. Now, let me tell you this before I let y'all go. Now, you have to understand this. You have to understand. The school doesn't teach you this. This is the streets teaching about this stuff. What President Trump is trying to do with those executive orders, right, by talking about saving you for the eviction, right? That's just that executive order is just saying, please don't throw these kind people out. Please, the government is not going to do anything for you if you do, but it will be a kind gesture upon me if you would do it. That's what that executive order. I had to research this. This other second executive order about everybody getting $1,000 check, $1,200 check. Nope. The president gets to choose exactly where that money goes and who that money goes to. So when you hear the president talking about Democrat states and Republican states, which I never heard no president ever say that in my life, Republican or Democrat.
Right.
So now he's going to say that Republican states get these stimulus things, and everybody else will just sit on their butt. Now he's trying to weaken everybody that's trying to fight against him. He's already destroyed inside of the FBI, and he's already got FBI agents afraid to respond to Trump and release. And I advise every FBI agent, I advise every Secret Service agent, if you got evidence about what the wrongdoings, about what's happening and what's going on about me, I advise you to release it. Because here's the thing, and I don't know why people don't realize this, and it says this in the Bible, anything you do in the dark will come out in the light. So your best bet, Mr. Secret Service, whoever the heck you are, you should release this before. Because hell and high water, you're going to catch after the fact, after the election. Imagine after the election, the story came out about it. What Trump did, he went. The same thing the FBI did with Hillary Clinton, releasing that thing before the election and wait till after the election about Trump's wrongdoing.
Right.
You know, I
thank you.
How you go to my land of free and justice and all that, and then you're destroying the memories of the fallen who bled and died for this country to continue on for that, and all of a sudden you're just going to throw all the cards on the table or all the chips on the floor and say, no, we're done. You're getting too. You already had a black president. Now you're talking about gay marriage, and now you're talking about a woman president. Oh no! I just got all this money. No. We're going back. No, we're not. We're not going back. Now, Vice President Biden. Honestly, he's not going to be the one for us. I'm sorry. It's not his time. It was never his time. If it was his time, he should have won the first two times. But he should have automatically did something for the black people back then. He would have had more recognition. Because you was Barack Obama's vice president doesn't give you any kind of props within the black community. Let me give you that. Let me give you that bit of truth right there, America. The American people need a true outsider to stop Donald Trump now. Donald Trump is hoping that we're stupid and dumb and divided and hateful and fearful enough that we don't pay attention to what he's trying to do before the election. My story can bring him down today, tomorrow, next week. Only if you pay attention to my story, hear me out, share it, contact me. Like I said, watch the show on Player T on this Friday at 9, and I'm going to go ahead and tell you the whole thing of why he came after me. I'm going to tell you the whole reason. In my city, in Cleveland, Ohio, Cleveland police called the FBI because they knew something was serious. I'm telling you, Donald Trump is a major the worst danger we ever had faced ever
and
in our life.
Before I go to the other phone callers, if you can, give me a minute and let people know how they can contact you, hear your story and all of that. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I almost forgot. I'll keep going. But anyway, yeah, if you got, I'm on Facebook, Michael D. Landingham. It's like landing a plane and going ham. Landingham for President 2020, We the People. That's on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, Landingham Michael. I'm on Twitter. I'm on YouTube. Just Google me, and you'll see all that, all the list of everything there. So, and me running for president. But I need your help. I need your support. Please share. Please contribute if you can. $3, $2 or $3 at a time. That would be really appreciated. And like I said, the story's about to come out. And my story can bring down the president today. And we don't have to worry about November. But thank you for your time, and I hope everybody wear your
mask. Thank you.
And y'all stay blessed.
I'm into that. Appreciate that. As a matter of fact, now let me take a look at the 216-773. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
That's good. That's good. Who are we talking to and what is going on?
Yes, hi. My name is Shay. I was just actually in on the radio.
Is let me guess, instead of just listening in, are there any things coming up that we should know about?
Yes, it is. Sunday, August 23rd, from 1 to 3 p.m., there will be a school giveaway on the west side of Cleveland, located at 3230 West 65th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44102. And if you guys can, please use the entrance off Clark Avenue. And Black on Black Crimes will be collecting school supplies. Their address is 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110, off Ivanhoe. If anyone would like to donate any type of school supplies, we're still looking for multiple items. And if anybody would like to donate, just contact Black on Black Crime or just come to the address Wednesdays after 6 p.m. And they look forward to seeing you guys.
Yes. And as I look at the Channel 5 news story that was done by Courtney Shaw in addition, it talked about that they were in need of pens, pencils, notebooks, backpacks, markers, highlighters, binders, folders, face masks, loose leaf paper. And so I want to say I thank you for looking out for our families, because a lot of families are in desperate need of this type of stuff. They're definitely in desperate need. So again, since you're making it this easy for me in my program, if you could tell me the wins, this will be happening.
Yes, I can tell you when it's going to be happening. It will be happening Sunday, August 23rd from 1 to 3 p.m. off Clark Avenue. The address is 3230 West 65th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44102. And Black on Black Crimes will be collecting school donations on every Wednesday after 6 p.m. leading up into August 23rd. Their address is located at 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. And they're collecting school supplies after 6 p.m. They're looking for everything like erasers, crayons, pencil boxes, crayon boxes, school glue, calculators, rulers, mechanical pencils, composition notebooks, scissors, pencil sharpeners, colored pencils, crayons, index cards, subject dividers, permanent markers, and et cetera.
Thank you so much. That's very, very necessary and needed. Thank you for calling in this evening.
Thank you guys for having me.
No problem. Definitely hold the line. I'm definitely going to send something out because as a phone caller, my last two callers, you have one who's running for office doing things for the people. You have my last phone caller who's doing things. She's doing it for families, for the young people and everything like that. This program, I'm going to send this song out from Eastside. the Creator allows me to do this program and sometimes allows us to do things for the community. We do it for you. This is Eastside. I'm sending this out.
Life I chose, that I breathe, the blood I bleed.
Contact with somebody that day. that he clearly stated that he was exempt, that all police officers were exempt from wearing masks. However, Cleveland police policy states otherwise. In two notices issued by Chief Calvin Williams in May, members of the Cleveland Division of Police were ordered to operate under the assumption that everyone has tested positive for COVID-19. Nowhere in the two separate memos does it state that officers are free from the state, city, or county mask mandates. So in other words, she said the officer lied to her in her face that he said he's exempt and Cleveland police officers are exempt. And if he's pulling other people over like that, what if they're sick and didn't know? What if she's sick and didn't know now? She contacted the Cleveland Police Department multiple times about the stop and heard back several days later. The police didn't get back to her during that day like they were supposed to. And they did, though, at a time say that even if given a citation to somebody, they are supposed to at least wear a mask. So the officer in question, I think the news has requested full body camera footage from the traffic stop. I believe Channel 5 is one of the ones, as well as there is an internal investigation on that particular officer. So that's just one of those interesting things that it just lets you know that everything is standing out. It really is. I'm going to at least take the time to, 216-972. How are you doing out there?
Yes, hi there. I haven't been as loyal and dedicated to the call of the evening. I've had some technical difficulties. So I didn't really get to catch a lot of the conversations had this evening. I did hear the Black Father Lives Matter information, and I wanted to hear, I did hear the presidential, who was it, if you can inform me, is running for?
Michael D. Landingham. That's Michael D. Landingham. It's just like landing a plane and going ham, and I believe he will be on the air playing T-Show, That's Me, with a full TV interview this coming Friday evening as well. Michael D. Landingham.
Where is the Player T Show That's Me located? Is it in the same area of St. Clair?
Yes, it is. It's really 110th and Superior.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, okay. Okay, well, that's nice
Superior.
To know. I was not aware of the Player T Show still being in existence. I'm so sorry. I did not know. So I really don't, you know, the topic at hand, I mean, you know, we're really pressed for time. What I got on my mind, for anyone listening, is a lot. But I want to touch on the Father Lives Matter. I would love to know more about, and I know I can call Joe and ask him specifically, but a lot of these situations with the EFS or whatever they call it.
Yeah, Department,
you know,
of Children and Family Services. Go ahead.
Obtaining the children. Is there some type of new systemic situation going on that's inducing that? I've always been curious. Would there be an overload of at some point? And is there a registry or some type of watchdog that calculates which children or how many children, are actually taken from the home? And I also have been curious to know, are there children being abandoned because of circumstances? Like, is there a bigger ratio of children going into the system under those circumstances of abandonment or neglect purposely, like people just giving up compared to people who are actually want their children. I mean, I wish I would have been able to say this before Father Lives Matter got on, but I'm just curious, like, how many in the community have wondered about that, like me? Like, are their parents, like, overwhelmed? And do they even take children from overwhelmed parents? I mean, do those things exist? And for the parents, compared to the parents who want their children, but yet they feel harassed by the organization. So what is that ratio? And, I mean, you may not have the answer, but I'm just like, wow. When I hear Father's Lives Matter and circumstances relating to an organization such as CFS and its original reason for existing, I kind of can't help but to wonder those circumstances. Like, do they ever run out of people that work for their EDC to handle the load? Or does it ever go beyond 90%? I mean, I'm just curious. I mean, that's on that note. And regarding the COVID-19, could you?
Okay, COVID-19. I just wanted to say I'm writing down a lot of things that you just said because they deserve answers. And
yeah, I would love for that percentile to be given out and that information to be broadcast. So I don't want to spend a lot of time yapping about that. But the COVID-19 arrest, it sounds like when I got back in because I got disconnected, my cell phone was not charged.
Gotcha.
The COVID-19, so it sounds like you were touching on something in the effect of someone maybe been arrested. So
yes, and the police were not wearing masks, and it's very
interesting. Yeah, I've seen them not wear, yeah.
Yeah, and the guidelines say from the police chief that the Cleveland police are supposed to be wearing masks when they interact with people. So
let me ask you something. When Children's Family Services and the police or any public service or so-called public service servant or whatever parameters of the citizens, I mean, can you imagine? I can't. Okay, so if we have a shutdown, there's going to be cases going on and arrests still going on. And then you talk, I'm hearing about the mask not being appropriate. You have to wear the certain masks. Do the cops have to wear certain masks? Do the people that come into these people's homes from CFS or any other organization, are they required to wear masks? And do you, and I'm hopping around because I failed to mention this. Are people's children being taken because they're newborns? I'm starting to wonder. Are they just, is it a propaganda of some sort going on because they're new babies? I mean, is anybody keeping tally of that? Maybe there's a new baby thing going on. It's, you know, maybe there's something else that might be playing into that. Is there a new statute that we don't know about that's causing this to come about? I mean, because I'm very curious. How old are these kids that are being taken? Are they little? Are they, you know, babies that's just being born under one? I mean, so I'm hopping around with all of this. But back to the mask. Are the masks being required by these baby snatchers or just people CFS and police? Are they required to wear that mask? What is it called? Something 95 or something like that?
Right.
The requirement that you read about?
The requirement is supposed to be for DCFS workers, too, to wear masks. Almost all public servants,
but
I don't know if they are.
Okay, because that's curious. I really want to know that because I've been, you know, I read and I get see some, I'm starting to see some new stuff pop up every time I go into my Yahoo. There's a big feed. Oh, the mask you're wearing is not protective. Oh, you must wear the something something 95. And I'm sorry for not being very proper details. So I'm just curious if it must be this mask when you come into the home. Oh wow. Oh man. And then as far as school is concerned, have there been people showing up and talking about this? It's going to be a big rally about this. How many people are afraid to go to take their children to school because they're scared to death? And are we going to start having parents arrested because they're not letting them go to school? What's going to happen? And I know I sound like a frantic caller with a whole bunch of questions. And I know I sound like I'm really panicky and I sound hype. But I'm a thinker. And I'm just curious who else is thinking like this.
I imagine there are a few, and I'm glad you're putting out the call, because that will cause other parents to, at least as they listen, know that they're not alone in their thinking. And that's the basic thing we want them to know, is they're not alone.
Do you think we're going to have new laws coming up real soon, new ordinances because of this regarding the school? Is there politicians that's been bringing this up? Is there anyone interested, or, you know, is there any politician we need to contact? I don't. Just curious.
So far, anybody who represents you, I would say, to get in touch with any council person or state rep who represents you, you can ask them, because I have not heard this from any of the ones that I have followed. But it seems like to me they make up these laws as they go along, because this is still new. So it sounds like to me every 2 weeks there's something new coming up with the school. There's some new ordinance. They're telling us when or how you'll be using virtual learning. And so to answer your question, I just have not heard any politician say anything along those lines yet with any laws or ordinances.
Okay.
But I'm glad you brought it up, because parents should be concerned, and it shows that if you don't ask the right questions, you'll never get the factual answers. But you have to start by asking questions. That's why a lot of the time you were talking, I wrote down certain bits and pieces, because I want to make sure that when I talk to Joe within the next 24 hours, we start getting those type of answers.
Okay.
So I have to thank you very much for calling and bringing up those points. Anything else that you would like to add in closing?
No. I think I've went on a tangent quite a bit in regards to my thinking and my pattern of thoughts and questions and concerns as it relates to several things going on in the community. I thank you.
No problem. Definitely enjoy your evening.
Thank you as well, and everyone.
No problem. I think I do have the right type of song to send out to Miss Commentary Cleveland. Definitely I have the one to end off on, which you can catch us once again tomorrow, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's at www.voiceitradio.com. The Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, only on voiceitradio.com, where if you didn't hear it there, most likely, most definitely, it didn't happen. We heard a lot of people call in and make a lot of statements. We heard people call in with questions. When I say questions, comments, or concerns, the only way you can get answers is you have to be able to throw those questions out there. I appreciate people who use radio, any type of media, as a platform. So going from one Joe to a Joseph P. Motley Jr., I'm going to send this next song out, because Miss Commentary Cleveland called in. This one right here is from Cleveland Conscious Rap. It's called I Ain't Listen, and basically makes you think.
We are, like your life without numbers, you know what I'm saying? Like your life, you know. Educate yourself, you do all the right things, you be right to everybody. And it just seems like you keep getting bad luck. Now, some people might say that if you was doing the right things, you wouldn't be going through all this bad luck, right? Well, we was doing the right thing when we was in Africa before they even took us, right? Or was we doing the wrong thing, selling our people, and then they came and took us? Well, however it goes,
I'ma make it really right. Touch your heart and now you feel inside. You can see the pressure through your naked eye. Resistance will never put their weapon down. Can't say a lot,
past, they'll take you out. Remember Marcus Garvey. We return to Africa, they can't starve me. So why is all this hating, all this irony? What happened to conscious back to rapping R&B? Martin Luther King died because of earning. My ancestors speaking to me through a journey. And you don't really care, don't concern me. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me. Harriet Tubman through the winter. We talk against each other, close set up. Throw the shackles in the chains, never let up. Through all our mistakes, we still get up. You can show me amazing things, but can you show me trust? If life was really good, you would be robbing us. And why you keep your secrets? Why you lying to us? I recall episodes, you remember the rules. I never thought my lifetime I'd see it true. Your own people take your life like working prostitutes. Everybody see the vision of the work is due. You believe everything on the news. To the logo of brand that be on your shoes. But when you left out, you lost the point of view. And you wonder how this monster enslaving you.
No
matter what they do, they can never hurt
me. I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me. About the ancestors that I ain't never know. They changed our language and all our